Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. And my name is Chrissy. So do you guys like taking photographs? Because today we have a video from DNews and it compares which is better, the eye or a camera. So let's take a look at today's sentence. You don't worry about overexposing, shutter speed, or aperture because your brain does that for you and filters out any errors in colors or depths. In the end, the reason your photos don't look like what you see because what you see isn't actually real. You don't worry about overexposing, shutter speed, or aperture because your brain does that for you and filters out any errors in color or depth. In the end, the reason your photos don't look like what you see is because what you see isn't actually real. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 overexpose。overexpose 呢指的是过度曝光的意思呢，它的重音在最前面呢，还有 expose 的 p-o-s-e 的地方。先来看它的动词原形，也就是它的字根叫做 expose， 指的是暴露于或者是接触什么东西。那重音一样在 p-o-s-e， 那 s 呢可以发短短的 z 的音，变成 expose。那暴露于什么之下呢？我们可以说 expose to。像是我们可以说 Children being exposed to a second language at an early age are proved to have a better language skill. 在越早期接触第二种语言的小朋友呢，其实后来研究发现，这样的小朋友呢会有更加的语言能力。那它的名词呢则是 exposure。exposure 呢是曝露啊或者是曝晒的意思。那记得 S-U-R-E 呢这边是发 R 的音 exposure。exposure。举例来说呢 ,media exposure has somehow become a key factor on becoming a celebrity. 现在啊若要成为名人啊就是莫名其妙的好像媒体曝光是非常非常重要的媒介之一。再我们要来看的是 shutter。shutter 呢指的是快门啊或者是百叶的意思。那其实念 T 这个字啊如果放在中间的时候你们可能会注意到母语人士呢并不会把 T 的音发得很明显念成 shutter 这种感觉。他们会有一个舌头带过去的感觉是 shutter。shutter。那我们可以来看一下它的字根呢是 shut。shut 呢指的是关上的意思像是我们很常听到就是说 shut up, 就是闭嘴或者是 shut the door, 关门的意思。举例来说呢 ,the MRT door was shut before he could make it to the platform. 在他到月台上之前呢这个捷运的门就已经关了。那这个 shut, 它的三态呢都是 SHUT, 就是 shut, 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 这样子。那有一个跟它长很像的字呢意思不太一样是 shot, 它们的发音不一样哦关上是 shut,U 呢有一个比较的音那 O 呢 ,SHOT 的话则是 R,shot。所以是 shut 跟 shot 那 shot 呢指的是射击的意思像是说 Lincoln was shot and assassinated during a play 亚伯拉罕林肯、啊、是在看一出戏的时候呢被射击然后被杀死的再我们要来看的是 error error 呢指的是错误啊或者是失误的意思呢它的 e 呢是发微笑的嘴型 a error 那记得 ror 的地方呢最后的 r 要记得卷舌才会有一个 error 的音那 error 跟 mistake 啊好像同样都是指错误的意思那其实一般以大致上来区分的话呢 error 会是指系统上的错误啊或者是 malfunction 那一类的那 mistake 的话呢只是比较偏近就是人为犯的错误像是说 I think there's an error to my app that it keeps crashing 我这个应用程式啊好像有某种错误因为它一直闪退那如果说到 mistake 的话呢我们就可以说 He made a mistake that he couldn't made it up 他犯了一个错可是他无法弥补再我们要来看的是 depth depth 呢指的是深度啊或者是厚度的意思那它的 P 呢是发短短的停顿音的感觉就是 P depth depth 它跟 death 死亡这个字呢发音非常的像只差那个很微小很微小的 P 所以是 depth 跟 death 那最后我们要来看的是 filterFilter 呢是滤器啊或者是滤镜的意思它可以当名词也可以当动词。当名词的话呢像是我们在 Instagram 上面呢就有很多的滤镜我们就可以说 You should apply that filter to your photo. 你应该要就是加那个滤镜这样子。那如果当动词的话呢我们可以说 He is trying to filter through all the resumes and find the right candidate. 他正在过滤所有的履历表然后想要找到最适合的人选。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time.You don't worry about overexposing, shutter speed, or aperture because your brain does that for you and filters out any errors in color or depth. In the end, the reason your photos don't look like what you see is because what you see isn't actually real. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your sentence recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!